Welcome to AnimeCons TV. I'm MoviePhone, and this is another soda machine. This is another potted plant. This is a 2007 Nissan Versa. Welcome to another AnimeCon 2016. Insert statement here.
This year, in October of 2016, I decided to grab my friends from BNS with BNS and Good Mountain Photography and go to another anime con. I know we go to a few of these things, but that was the actual name, Another Anime Con 2016. Panels at this event were run really pretty well. For a convention this size, sometimes it can be hard to keep enough programming to keep everyone engaged, and a really nice job was done. I enjoyed a Star Trek panel, I enjoyed cosplay chess, there were some fantastic game shows. I think overall the staff did really well. And that goes on to the support staff as well. You know, there were no tech issues. If I was trying to find some info, the info desk infoed. And for that matter, you know what, the reg desk reg too. Everyone did their jobs really well, and the panels were also fantastic. Now, how about the schedules at AAC? Well, the schedules were printed on a legal form that was unbound. This was actually pretty good. If you wanted to take out just the page you wanted for that day, you could. There were no staples to deal with or anything like that. If you hated the idea of a physical schedule, these guys were also listed on Guidebook. Now, it would have been useful to promote this at the actual convention, in my opinion. We didn't see any promotion and only knew AAC was using Guidebook because we used Guidebook a lot. We still found everything we wanted with either application, though.
Yep.
Dealer's Room and Artist Alley. Now, this was another configuration that I hadn't seen before, though I'm told a lot of conventions are starting to do this. All the retail type stuff, all the toys, all the cool things that you would buy at like an anime store were all on the outside edge, and the artist took up most of the middle of the room. I found this to be great. My favorite thing is to look at and buy art at these events, but there was also plenty of video game consoles and Pocky and games and all the other things you'd expect to find. And my favorite thing was this guy selling stainless steel mugs. And I'm sorry, stainless steel mug guy, I've forgotten your name. Hopefully we'll have it in the video. For $5 a day, you got unlimited soda made with cane sugar, which was pretty neat. And the mugs were awesome. I'm using mine for cocoa right now because I'm metal.
All better?
That's a lot better. I'm not mad anymore. Nobody knows my sorrow. I need more soda!
You really...
There was a manga library at another anime con. It was really nice. I went in, I looked at some books. I left. It's a thing that happened. Go Manga Library.
Did you catch him? The Shane ran away.
Junkamon is hard to catch.
So I waited until way too late to book a hotel. The good news is, I was still able to find something reasonable within a mile of the convention. Now, usually my preference is to stay on site when I can, but, what are you going to do? Parking at and around the convention was pretty good. In Manchester, you can park for 75 cents an hour around the hotel we were at, and $6 a day at the hotel if you validate.
Guys, at some point, if we can arrange it, I need a photo in front of that fireplace.
Now I want to talk about the ticket purchasing options for AAC because there were a few. If you pre-reg before May, it's $45 for a 3-day pass. If you pre-reg before October 1st, it's $50. If you reg at the door, it's $40 a day or $60 for the whole weekend. AAC did two other things I haven't seen before. You can buy a dealer's room pass for $10 a day. Are you a parent? Well, then you can go as a parent for $10 a day or for $25 for the whole weekend. The last option was a VIP pass that could be purchased for $100. Now, what does this get you? Access to all 3 days of the convention, first access to guest autograph lines, first access to guest photo sessions, priority seating for the anime dating game, normal and 18+, priority seating for the masquerade, priority seating for the AMV contest, one any event line skip per day, think Disneyland line skip, one AAC t-shirt voucher, one lanyard, which apparently we guarantee to be cool, and a special numbered VIP badge. Now, was VIP worth it? I have no idea. We chose not to try VIP this time around.
The Reuben hears dishes, and he goes to investigate. The Reuben finds a service corridor.
I wonder what panel this is.
Oh, there. Okay. I was about to say, there's no sign.
Oh, thank God. There's a sign. Wait, let me zoom in on it. There it is. I found it.
Oh!
Sorry.
Right, no, so we found the sign. We were very impressed.
We found the sign.
There you go. Don't enter that way.
Nope. We've been told.
The sign told us.
Have you ever wanted to fight a war with pennies and somehow still help a charity? Well, if you do, I've got good news. You can do this at another anime convention. We played Penny Wars. By we, I mean Bill. We were super excited about it, though. I'd call Bill's effort cheating, except apparently it's totally okay to cheat. Now, the point to this whole game is you put pennies in your team's container and nickels, dimes, and quarters in the competing teams, and whoever has the most pennies wins. Bill decided to go to a bank at 11:50 a.m. on a Saturday and buy, I think, $50 in pennies and just put the rolled pennies in our group. It was beautiful. And we lost, but whoever beat us, you did a really, really nice job. Next year, don't be surprised if we show up with so many more pennies. And of course, all this money went to a charity, who we will name in the video. I totally didn't forget. I just want to see if Bill can remember to put the text in the video.
Yeah. We found a guy in a phone booth. Let's see what happens.
Did you go to AAC? Have you gone to any convention? Are you really tired of the voicemails that I leave? You should call and leave AnimeCons a voicemail. You can call them at 762-233-7828. You can even text them. I recommend texting them and sending them fun pictures. Or asking weird questions. Or just saying stuff. I'm so tired, guys. If you call, I'll be so happy. It would make me so happy.
This is Mace Hughes at another anime convention. There's a ton of people here. There's so many people and amazing cosplays. Everyone's doing amazing work, and I can't believe how much effort everyone puts into it. And here I am just standing here in a phone booth. I need to get in touch with my friend soon because I'm in pursuit of what I think is the killer. I feel like I'm being followed, though, and I hope I don't get shot or anything like that, so I gotta go. Bye.
This is some good work. Who are you today? Did you want to leave our friends a voicemail? Not a fan.
Cosplay is amazing.
I love Squirrel Girl. And what you're doing here is very brave. Crossplay, pulling it off well is hard. Would you like to leave our friends a voicemail? Bye.
At the end of the day, another AnimeCon 2016 felt like a warm hug. This was a relaxed convention. Had everything that I wanted to do. Lots of great cosplay, plenty of great panels, excellent dealer's room, and plenty of space to sort of people watch and just see all the talent that had come on site. I think I'm going to return for 2017, and I hope you do too. Pro tip, the 2017 theme is Om Nom, Om Nom Nom Nom.
Ta-da!
I don't know.
Mr. Fedora, you're awesome.